In our Shabbos afternoon shiur, we crossed to the sugya of tzitzis. I want to go through a number of hilchos tzitzis, not because anything to do with where we are in the year, just because we should learn hilchos tzitzis. So the halacha is, of course, that if you have a four-cornered garment, it does require tzitzis. What about a three-cornered garment or a five-cornered garment? So this, the Gemara says explicitly that a three-cornered garment is putter. Five-cornered garment, we learn from a pasuk. The pasuk says that you should put tzitzis al arba kanfos kususcha on the four corners of your kusus, your garment, asher techaseba, that you cover yourself with. Now, the Gemara asks an obvious question. If it's clothing, then it's pretty obvious that you cover yourself with it. So why does the Torah have to add asher techaseba? Your corner, four-cornered garment, of course, it's a garment. It's why asher techaseba? So the Gemara says that that's to be marbe, another scenario where there will also be a chiyuv of tzitzis, and that's in a beged that has more than four corners. So therefore, midoraisa, a five-cornered garment would also require tzitzis as well. So if you have four-cornered or more, then it will require tzitzis. So that's what we're going to talk about right now. The Shulchan Aruch says that if it has more than four corners, of course it is chayuv. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens v'osala arba tzitzios ba'arba kanafeha hamruchakos mizu yoser. The four corners that are furthest away one from another, again, let's say it has five or six or seven corners, the four corners that I guess are as close to 90 degrees from each other as you could get. As far away as you could get, that would be the ones that you have to do. So if it has five or six corners, you don't put a five or six Psilim, or five or six tzitzios, gedilim on. You only do four. Of course, if you would put five on, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef. So if you put five, even though it has five corners, so you might think, okay, so I could put a fifth if I want. No, even there, you have to only put four, and to put the fifth would be an Issa Daraisa of Baal Tosef. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's more than four corners, we do put tzitzis on it, there are those who patter. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Potrin. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should not make a five-cornered dal kanfos, five-cornered beged l'chatchila. Let's just think about what this means. The Dirshu quotes the Chidush Arim, makes the following calculation. What we're saying now is that there's a machlokas if you have a five-cornered garment, if you should put tzitzis on it or not, if it's chayav and tzitzis. If it should get four tzitzios or it's putter entirely, that's machlokas. Now let's think. If you hold that a five-cornered garment is chayav and tzitzis, well, you have tzitzis on it. If you hold that a five-cornered garment is putter from tzitzis, so then there's nothing wrong. It's putter from tzitzis, so what could ever be wrong? Asks the Chidush Yorim. Why does the what? If you're dealing with Tchelis Doraisa, but we haven't had that for Tchelis Doraisa definitively for a good 1,000 years or more, 1,200 years or so. So I don't know if that's what the post would be assuming. So Chidush Yorim says, what's the problem? I don't understand. Why should you avoid? Why is it lechatchila to avoid wearing a five-cornered garment? Meman of shach. If you hold that it's chayav, well, you have your four tzitzios coming down, and you've fulfilled your obligation. If you hold it's pater, so it's pater. So why? What's there to avoid? Like, I understand, you know, when the Shulchan Aruch says, if you eat a whole grape, you're entering a machlokas, whether a grape is, it's less than a kezayah, so maybe you shouldn't make a bracha achrona. And other poskim say that since it's a full beria, you do make a bracha achrona. So I don't want to get into that suffix because I don't know what to do. It's going to be a suffix bracha, or it's going to be a situation where there's a suffix. So I could avoid that situation. Whenever there's a suffix, I could avoid a suffix. But ask the fiduciary, I don't understand what do you gain by avoiding a five-cornered garment? If you put the strings on it, so if a five-cornered garment is chayev, you fulfilled your obligation. If a five-cornered garment is putter, then it doesn't need any strings. So what's the problem? So says the fiduciary harim the following. He says, of course there's nothing wrong with wearing such a five-cornered garment. The only problem when the poskim say that you should avoid wearing a five-cornered garment because if it's a suffix, if it's obligated, is in order for you to go ahead and make the bracha. When you wake up in the morning and you want to put on a tzitzis, a talis, and make a bracha on it, well, if it has five corners, then there are some shritas who say that you're not chayiv in tzitzis, so you shouldn't make the bracha. So that's all I mean. It doesn't mean that you can't wear it. You could wear a manav shach. Either you're fulfilling the mitzvah or it doesn't need. The only thing that the poskim say you should avoid is making the bracha on a five-cornered garment, because if we assume, like the minority opinion, not like the Shulchan Aruch, like the minority opinion, that a five-cornered garment is pater from tzitzis, so then you have something that's not chayav tzitzis, so you can't make the bracha on it. It's going to be a suffix bracha, lahakel, of course. And that's what you have to avoid. That's all that it is that you have to avoid. That's what the Chiddush Arim says. We'll finish off with one more point. Last point is, let's say we mentioned that if you have five tzitzios, you put five, that extra tassel on your beged from the five corners, that's a violation of Bal Tosif. Says the Mishnah Brura, but if you ripped one of them off, that's going to now be machshir the beged. Which is interesting. We don't say tassef elamanasa. I might have thought if you have the five, right, you have five tassels hanging down from this five-cornered beged. Right now it's puzzle. It's a violation of Bal Tosif. I might have thought if you rip one of the tassels off, that's going to be tassef elamanasa. Which says, no, that would be kasha. I'm assuming, tell me what you think, that's because when you're taking off that tassel, you're not being machshir in Hilchas Tzitzis. You're being machshir in Hilchas Bal Tosif. So maybe we don't say that tassel and asay is a din in Hilchas Bal Tosif, it's only din in Hilchas Tzitzis. Not sure? Welcome. I open the floor up after tomorrow for other suggestions.